This is our first Co-op the Cast of 2012 and a brand new edition. We're going to do a little bit of a revamp this year with the Co-op the Cast. So as you see, our cast of two has expanded to four. If you're watching us on YouTube, maybe.
Potentially.
Then you see our ugly mugs on your screen. We apologize for that. So, from... Well, let's everybody introduce themselves. So, I'm Nick, and Mike, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mike. You've been listening to me for a long time now.
Locke, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Locke. I'm from Canada.
That's his claim to fame.
Yes.
We won't hold it against you.
No, you shouldn't.
And Jason, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jason, and I'm sorry that you've been having to listen to Mike for so long.
Alright, I'm quitting. I can't do this.
This is entirely unprofessional. I'm out.
So this is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be changing up our format a bit, but we'll still kick things off with our familiar what you've been playing section, because we'd like to know what we've been playing.
It's true.
And Mike, let's kick it off with you, and what have you been playing lately?
Other people have it in the list, so I will refrain from talking about Saints Row the Third, but I played through and beat that. I've been playing a lot of Star Wars The Old Republic, and continuing my quest of boning every woman in the galaxy and shooting force lightning into anybody that will receive it, and having a grand old time.
Wait, are the two intertwined? Are the two...
Sith never tells.
Now I'm disturbed.
Yeah, now you have to play.
No, I don't.
it's fun. I'm still having a lot of fun with it. I've managed to get later on into the class arc, and shooting a lot of force lightning into people. My favorite so far is when the guy begged for mercy for his family, and I just killed him. He's like, "But they'll die without me," and I said, "I don't care."
Yeah.
You're a cruel, cruel man, Mike.
Well, you know what? I'm min-maxing my dark side.
Exactly. Okay. Are you on a role-playing server?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's too bad. I think you're
there, Mike. I don't last long on role-play servers. I don't enjoy getting temp bans.
True, yeah. What class are you?
I am a Sith Inquisitor.
Inquisitor.
Yes.
Does that mean you get a sweet hat?
I do have a... Actually, I have a sweet mask right now.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome.
And
it looks like a...
It's the future equivalent of a really sweet hat.
Perfect, yeah.
I had a really sweet hoodie for a while, but I traded it for the hat.
Nice. And yeah. You've been playing for a couple of weeks now. How does it hold up as a, you know, an MMO in terms of being compared to every other MMO?
It is an MMO-ass MMO.
Okay.
It just happens to have a lot of story stuff in it, and it's still pretty fun. I'm having a good time. It's one of those games where, like, you start feeling the MMO glut. You're just like, oh, I'm grinding through everything, and these quests taking forever, and it takes me forever to get anywhere. And then you do something really goddamn cool in the story.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I'm playing Star Wars, this is rad. And for me, the biggest thing about it that I like is actually it uses, like, all of the music from the from both the original series and the prequels.
So at long last, you can have that epic adventure to Jar Jar Binks' haunting love theme.
Gross.
you're right, it's true. But it's, I don't know, there's just something kind of awesome about, you know, like, rather than being in a zone and say, wow, and you go fight a dude, and it just has, like, the same ambient music as the rest of the zone, where,
right.
Like, you go into combat and the music swells up, and it's contextual to the quest you're on or the area you're in, and you know, you're like, I'm shooting force lightning at people, and, I'm having a lot of fun. I think it thins out a bit as you get further into the game, but it's for right now it's keeping me entertained, and every time I'm bored I just go hop onto an alt and see the story from their side.
Yeah, hearing about everyone's flashpoints is really cool, the different story sections, and that seems like something that's obviously the big thing they're doing differently, so that's
yeah.
you know, I've definitely said no, I can never play this just because I know
well,
what
some
it,
of the
what
some of
me.
The flashpoints are more like straight WoW dungeon types than the cool story bits.
Yeah,
they kind of front load it, but it is it's still a lot of fun.
Done.
And I've also been playing a lot of Super Mario 3D Land on my the 3DS I picked up over the holiday.
Nice.
And I don't think I'm going too far by saying it's probably the best Mario game I've played since Mario 64.
Wow.
Like, I really liked Galaxy, but this has a lot more going for it for someone who's, like, super into, like, old school Mario. Like, there's... It has, like,
Mario
the airship
Mickey
levels,
suit.
And there's a level that is entirely... It's basically a Zelda dungeon, complete with sound effects. And you have to solve some puzzles and, you know, get items to get around the level that I really like. And, I mean, damn it, you fight Boom Boom at the end of the fortresses. And it uses the music from Mario 3. I really love it.
That's pretty sweet.
It's just charming, you know? It's like... Like, only Nintendo can make a game that is just sickeningly charming, and you eat it up, rather than feel like it's a bunch of saccharine nonsense. But the platforming
kind of
is cool, and, you know, it kind of ramps up the difficulty about halfway through, which is pretty sweet. I mean, you have shit like Dark Mario chasing after you while you're platforming, and it's really scary because it's Mario, and he's going to kill you. You know, it's like, I want to run through this. There's some levels where it's like, there's a lot of really, really tricky platforming you have to pull off, but you're being chased, so you don't have the time to, like, sit there and line up your jumps. You just have to kind of go.
So basically, our 8-year-old nightmares come to life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
And that about does it for me. I haven't been too much gaming. I've been kind of busy.
What about you, Locke? What have you been playing?
Oh, playing some CyberCop with Deus Ex. I put that down a while ago, and it just had a really slow start for me, so which is a common problem with that game that I've heard. But I decided to plug away some more at it, and I'm really getting into it now that my guy actually has some cool augments. I'm kind of playing as a stealthy sort of up in your face. Melee fighter, but if things get rough, I bust out the shotgun. Especially for those boss battles, that helps a lot, having a weapon that actually does damage instead of just puts things to sleep. So
you know, it also helps those boss battles when the cheesiest one in the entire game gets stuck on a wall after using its teleport ability.
Oh,
you just walk up and shoot it in the face.
Oh, nice. No,
that was it was like, I think it was the third boss, the one that teleports around.
Nice.
And it was, I died once, and then the second time it teleported and got stuck in a wall and was facing away from me, and all I did was just keep shooting it.
That's weird. That sounds like some sort of Psycho Mantis thing it's trying to pull. Where
I hear you like Castlevania.
Like, you like unplug your controller, or you can't even unplug your controller. You just turn your Xbox sideways or something, and then you can beat it. But
yeah, that would be pretty cool.
You just shake the hamsters inside, and then all of a sudden you win.
Yeah, exactly. Or switch profiles. But no, I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad that I stuck with it, because it's not a perfect game by any means, but I just love the feeling. And again, looking back on Deus Ex 1, I treasure that game, and I'm part of the Deus Ex Defense Force for.
Yeah.
That's out there, and no, I'm.
So wait, you liked the second game?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
What second game?
So you're not on the Deus Ex Defense Force.
The Deus Ex 1.
Turn in your
force.
Card and badge, sir.
He's on the force that says there's only been two games so far.
There's two games. One was made 10 years ago, and one was made this year. So,
and I take it back. The best part about Deus Ex is the push button receive ending.
Yes.
Ending.
Which one would you like? Dang. But
well, there's the one that you have to walk around the corner to get. It's, you know, that's kind of interactive.
I guess so. But
who cares what you've done up to this point? Just push
I'm waiting for the next Deus Ex to use the Kinect so you can use all the menu interfaces. Because you know what I really like doing? Learning the code and hacking and finding codes for panels and then having to use the Xbox controller to put them in the damn keypad because it doesn't autofill. So
I played it on the PC. I just typed that shit in, sir.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm playing on the wrong platform.
So what you're really saying is you want to be able to sit there and go Blade Runner style. Enhance! Yeah. Enhance!
Yeah, enhance. Beep, 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 boop, boop. So that's
show me quadrant 74.
Okay. So, but
enhance.
Other than that, a couple indie games. I went back to Jamestown for whatever reason.
You're damn right you did.
Yeah, everyone goes back to Jamestown.
Everyone. I went for some moonshine in Jamestown, and I'd never finished the game because, as we all know, it's quite difficult. But I showed it to my brother-in-law, and we played through everything, all the way to the last level. Got stuck on the last boss, couldn't figure it out, and we're playing on Divine, I think? The second hardest difficulty, so...
Yeah.
Not Judgment. We haven't unlocked Judgment yet, but...
Well, I can tell you this. When Jason and I went up to Final Form and played through the game with the developers, we died on the last boss on Divine.
Okay. So much life left.
I know that happened to me too.
Oh, did you watch our video playthrough of that? Because it was quite literally, if we had survived for 3 more seconds, we would have won.
I know, and that's what that game is about. Like your hitbox is a pixel, and again, Mike, you were talking a couple weeks ago about the DLC. I'm really liking the different ships. I haven't had the pleasure of trying out Fortune and just showing off yet, but I like the idea of playing as Fortune and just switching it up every level. So
every time you spawn every level, and it's when you have multiple people all being Fortune, it's like, you know, you have like the bomb ship, and you kind of settle into I'm just going to dodge everything and take out the big guys, and then all of a sudden it gives you like the charge shot or the Guy Fawkes with the flaming barrels.
Oh, the
gunpowder.
Gunpowder, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's very subtly different, but it is different.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. And Ghost is really cool, too, with the
clone.
The clone, and sometimes that's a little hard to get used to, because you'll throw it in the middle of the screen, and you'll think it's shooting at you, and it's an extra thing to dodge, but totally a mind over matter situation there. But we managed to finish it, which I'm very happy with. Did that on Divine, and now I get to do it on Judgment, so we'll see if I'm crazy enough to do it. But again, just Jamestown, such an awesome, awesome modern / retro shooter. So
nice. Jason, what about you? What have you been playing?
I'll keep this kind of short, but right before this, actually, I was playing Dungeon Defenders with Shazoo, Secret Asian Man, Swissy Jam, a bunch of people from Co-Optimus. They put together the Cooperative Gamers League, and they had a game going. They were doing the Monster Fest mode, so it's just, you know, 14 waves of tons and tons of enemies. Like, the last wave that we died on, it was like 3,500 guys, and every, like, 5 seconds, there was an ogre coming with, like, a million hit points.
What levels are you guys?
I was level 33, they were like level 70-something, so, you know.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you contributed a lot to the team.
I did this with, like, my sword and just kind of waved it in front of me.
Nice.
Enemies you do die. That whether you're playing Dungeon Defenders or not, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, this time things died. But, so that was a lot of fun. That game is just crazy. And the other thing I've just been playing has been more of the Diablo 3 beta after they've gone through and done some of the patches.
I think I'm the only one not in the beta.
It's because you're Canadian.
Did you make your, what are they calling it, the Battle.net tag?
The battle tag, yeah.
Battle tag. It sounds like some BS game in the 80s. It's like, remember Laser Tag?
No, it's Battle Tag.
Let's try playing Battle Tag.
I got his Battle Tag.
Well,
no, I didn't do Battle Tag. I was just hoping that they'd send me Diablo 3 early. So,
I think we all hope for that.
But
yeah, I ordered the Super Edition. I think that entitles me to an early copy of the game.
What are you getting that?
you super get stuff. You get like an art book, and you get a USB key that's shaped like Diablo,
and a knife to cut yourself,
sacrifice yourself to the gods.
Yeah,
yes.
Make a pact with the Lord of the Underworld.
Something like just that. Just open mysteriously in the background.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a
don't turn around, lock.
Don't
whatever
no.
You do.
You know, if we don't put a video stream of this up, this is going to be super confusing to people.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, there's a space marine behind you, actually.
Yeah, he just rolls there.
All right.
But
so, what have I been playing?
Nick.
Yes, I've been playing some Saints Row the Third. That's pretty much the only game I've been playing, but it's the only game I need to play.
Here, that's pretty
fun. I love
fun.
It.
It's just redonkulous. It really is. They just did whatever the hell they wanted to do. They were like, it'd be awesome if we had guys with laser guns and we had tanks that shot laser beams.
Have you met the mayor yet?
No. I'm basically at the part where, like, Stag has rolled in and, like, started taking over everything. And my problem with the game is there's so many cool side things to do that I haven't really even touched the story. I've got, like, 16 hours I'm, like, level 35.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm, like, not even halfway through the story.
I don't even know if that's a problem. I had so much fun doing stupid
yeah,
stuff
in
that
just,
game.
It, like, the all the side missions and quests and stuff are just, they're addictive. And, you know, it's got, like, the insurance fraud where you throw yourself in front of traffic and try and do a lot of damage. There's the one where you're the tank and you got to cause as much damage as possible to the environment, to people.
And Nick, there is a tiger in the car with you.
That's right. There's
the tiger appreciates fast but safe driving.
Yeah, that's what I like.
But sometimes he wants to see you do special things, you know, like do a power skid or, you know, drive close to the other cars.
Yeah.
Like the tiger has demands. Yeah, you have to meet those demands.
You must meet those demands.
I regret not playing Saints Row the Third yet.
Not too late.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's one of the games where I just didn't get around to it in 2011, and it's on my soon to play list this year. But
hey, starting tomorrow, you can roll with Nick's homie Cheapy D.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
That DLC. That's pretty funny.
So
when do we get to see?
And then the only
last thing. When do we get to see you in the game, Nick? So I just want to
in Saints Row the Third.
Maybe Saints Row the Fourth.
Yeah. Maybe the Fourth, yeah, I gotta.
You gonna donate $2,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
You could roll with Badass Penguin. What up? I got some demands. No. Quack.
If we managed to buy ourselves into that game, we'd have to ensure that there was at least one Yo Fitty hit that ramp.
Yeah.
There's some moments in the ending of that game where you actually do hit ramps, so I think it would be a perfect place.
Do a barrel roll.
Right on.
So other than that, I've just been doing a bunch of XNA dev. Still working on that with a buddy of mine and some other folks. And right now, it looks like the beginning of February, we will be revealing that.
Nice.
Finally. So,
nice. Yeah, I saw you tweeting about the music. How's that coming along?
Yes. Oh, it's really, really good. In fact, it's kind of depressing because now the project has to be better.
it's
too good.
The music's too good. We gotta help this. It's
just,
the music sells it harder than the game does.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, but yeah, it's going good. I'm hoping middle of this year that we'll have it out. We've got a pretty solid timeline together. So
right on.
But let's move on and let's bust through some quick headlines. We're not going to go through the news like we usually do. We're just going to touch on a few things you might have missed. You can always hit up the site to check out.
Go read it.
We were talking Diablo 3. It looks like it's finally confirmed for consoles, so that will be interesting. But I think Torchlight has kind of proved that kind of game can work on a console.
Well, and Diablo 3's, you know, you're only ever going to have 5 or 6 skills in play
right,
at any given time. So that maps very easily to any gamepad.
Yeah. What else? Ghost Recon. It was canceled on the PC, but now it's back on the PC, and it's got a May release date. So that's good news, because PC gamers were, of course, up in arms. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be burdened by friggin' Ubisoft's DRM, which is a piece of shit and ruined Heroes of Might and Magic 6 for me.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me about that. What happened?
Have you had problems with it?
Zero problems. Like,
but you know why?
Unbelievable.
He's in Canada.
The Canadian bias.
Yeah, right. Montreal, baby.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Ça va bien.
Je suis un Québécois.
Oh, that sucks so bad, man. That game's really good.
I gotta try it again, but the first week I had it, I played like three times, and every time I had connection issues with their DRM.
That's too bad.
So it really soured me. And then finally, other news I thought was interesting is the new Lego Batman was announced, and it's basically Justice League. It's going to have Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, like all those characters in it. So
that could be cool.
It looks pretty cool, though. So that's coming out in the middle of this year. So good co-op action there.
Wasn't there a Lego Lord of the Rings announced recently, too?
I don't think so. I think it was rumored.
Rumored.
Yeah, but I don't think it was anything officially.
There was,
what's that?
I'm sure it's going to happen.
And they're running out of franchises to milk.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So let's move on, and let's look at some user blog stuff. And we've been having a ton of great user blogs lately. I don't know if you guys have checked out the user blog section, but lots of folks have been posting stuff and posting interesting stuff. So right now, our co-op community voice topic is your New Year's resolution, New Year's gaming resolution. And I thought this was an interesting one by just a bald guy, and his resolution was he resolves to play with more than just his normal clique of friends, which I think a lot of us probably have a similar problem where you get stuck playing with the same people and then maybe waiting around for them and stuff like that. So he's going to, basically his resolution is he'll initiate games with some other folks, whether it's through meetup threads on the site or some of the tools on the site and stuff like that. So I thought that was a pretty good read. Yeah. You can check it out in the blog section of the site.
I'm going to give him a vote right straight up.
Vote that up.
No, it's good. I think that's a problem we all definitely get into our own little groups, and we're like, hey, and you talk within those groups, and basically what it comes down for me is time, right? And you're like, I only have X amount of hours per night or week even, and you're like, well, I want to spend those with certain people, and then, but then you're just leaving out a whole other, section of people where, maybe they haven't played, well, he mentions Lost Planet 2, which is a game I never finished, and there might not be a lot of people to play with, in your group of friends because maybe they've moved on. So a perfect way to get people to play that is, just go talk to other, co-opers or your people on the site or just getting another group going. So I think that's definitely a great way to get some of those unfinished games going and getting a good group together.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think you guys might remember a few months back I wrote an article about Brink for Beyond Co-op, or This Week in Co-op, where I'm like, yeah, I don't like you because I don't know you. I'll play with you, but I'll play with you, but I don't want to know your name. I'm kind of like a cheap trick. And now that I think about it,
yes, you are.
That's what
I've actually had some pretty good like random co-op sessions. Like every once in a while, I'll get just random invites on Xbox Live from folks. And it was actually when I started playing Saints Row 3, someone had sent me a thing and said, hey, do you want to play? And I was like, well, I haven't got to try the co-op yet. Let's check it out. And he was a really cool kid, and I had a really good time with him. And, he was kind of showing me the ropes of the game and stuff. So that was pretty cool. So I think the good thing about, like, co-op people, as opposed to, like, when you jump into, like, a random versus game or whatever, is, like, for the most part, they're there looking to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. For sure. 95% of the time, they're very friendly and, looking to not, mess around. Sometimes you don't have a choice for your co-op partners, like in Dark Souls, where you just pick up people off the street, and you're like, your sign's down, let's go, and then that's it. So
Mike's cheap trick.
Yeah. I just play with random partners all the time.
Yeah. About the only game I've ever had a really overwhelmingly negative experience with randoms and co-op was Left 4 Dead. All the people that want to speed run through the, campaign levels are super, super annoying.
Or you can always run into the tour guides where, okay, watch out for this here, and you've never played that level, and you're like, come on. Yeah.
Here comes a cutscene where he dies. But,
note to people out there, a common courtesy is to not make a ton of call-outs during a game if the person hasn't played before.
That was super bad in Gears of War 3. Like, all the people that you'd play co-op with would be like, oh, this part.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I've finished this game, because I would be giving you the finger through the internet right now if I didn't.
Well, it's tough, right? Because, you know, being grown adults with a certain amount of time to play, you're not going to necessarily be able to rush through a 15-hour game right away. So if you do take your time, and you do want to enjoy it, you don't want it to be ruined. So just keep that in mind, people, while you're playing those co-op sessions.
Not all of us are 15 and have endless hours to spend playing video games.
Nope, but some of us are unemployed, so
You do now.
I smell a new editorial, co-op common courtesy.
The unemployed gamer, here we go. I just pick something on the wall and pull it out, and that's what we talk about.
You got a huge wall back there.
Co-op Miss Manners with Locke Vincent.
Yep. Proper co-op.
All right, let's move on to the meat of this podcast, and that's the 2012 co-op game preview. Locke and I have been putting together a meaty video piece, which should be up this Wednesday. But we're going to go through the list here, and we'll kind of talk about some of these titles. And things kick off this year at the end of January with a game that we really don't know too much about in terms of co-op, and that's Never Dead. It looks like the co-op in it is going to be a hybrid, kind of a horde mode kind of a thing. The game's weird because you play a guy who can literally like take apart his body and use his body parts for weapons.
And there's a huge missed opportunity there for co-op of like, I control the right arm, you control the left arm.
And connect enabled.
Exactly!
Yes.
It's just a modern day remake of Dynamite Heady, and you know it.
Yes.
So, that one looks pretty interesting for sure. And that's out at the end of January, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. I think it's 360 and PS3. Mm-hmm. But then we hit a big surprise in terms of co-op, and I think it's going to be a pleasant surprise, and that's Darkness 2. This just got a co-op mode announced, 4-player co-op. It's supposed to be kind of like in parallel to the story, 4 unique characters. I know both Mike and I had played Darkness 2 at a past PAX.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed our time with, you know, what we played, so...
Yeah, I haven't seen... I missed that at PAX. Did they change the art style?
Yeah, it's cel-shaded now.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
And it controls really well, you know, when you control the darkness arms, or whatever you want to call those things, slicing guys and grabbing them and throwing them and stuff.
I thought my favorite part of the changed darkness powers was the ability to, like, grab a piece of cover and carry it in front of you. Like, that was,
yeah, right.
That was pretty rad.
Like, rip off a door and like use that as a shield and stuff. That was pretty cool.
I dug the darkness. I like
so
that
did
game.
I.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
So that's out beginning of February. And like I said, 360, PS3, PC, 4-player online co-op. Good stuff there.
Nice.
Then shortly after that, we get the Syndicate reboot from Starbreeze,
the creators of the original Darkness game.
Yes. Yeah. So that's going to have 4-player online co-op. Everyone's basically calling what they're seeing it as Deus Ex with co-op.
That's okay with me.
Yeah, that's Jason with his fingers crossed on the video.
That's
huge. We're
fingers crossed for that game.
I got to play a bit of the single player, and it was really fun, but I don't see how a lot of that's going to work in co-op, because it's a little bit slower, and the videos they put out of co-op, it looked straight action.
Like lots of enemies and stuff coming at you.
Yeah, it looks pretty chaotic. And in single player, there are moments of chaos, but there's also like, you know, strategy kind of sections where you got to figure out what to do with some of the things in the environment and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
They haven't announced too much about the co-op, like whether it's going to be a whole campaign or just one-off missions.
They said it's a campaign, but the missions are based on the original game. Oh, okay. Like, they're literally, like, the same, like, mission story of the first Syndicate game.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, because all those missions were kind of designed for four players.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or four
so long
characters.
As I can get my Gauss gun on, I'll be pretty happy.
Yeah, I was really hoping that they would re-release Syndicate to kind of hype this up a little bit, for Xbox Live Arcade or something.
But someone's making that remake. Like, someone's actually making the strategy remake.
Are they?
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, no. Not Syndicate.
You're thinking of XCOM, dude.
I got excited for strategy games.
Well, if we're going to bounce it off of what XCOM did, they announced the Firaxis-developed strategy version, and to celebrate the announcement of that, they dropped the rest of the XCOM games on Steam.
Yeah.
So, I don't see why they couldn't drop the original Syndicate on Steam, or hell, good old games.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't get it anywhere. Like, yeah. It's not... So, they would...
We got a boot lock now for getting us that excited over nothing.
I know. It was a dream I had, and it was like, oh, remember that Syndicate HD remake? And it doesn't exist. So.
Bastard. Shortly after Syndicate, another game that's going to be pretty big is Mass Effect 3. That's March 6th. So Syndicate's February 21st, and then Mass Effect 3 is out March 6th, and that's getting a four-player co-op mode.
And that had some pretty interesting news recently, too, about no matter what version you buy, if it's physical, it's going to require Origin there.
Right, for the PC.
Yeah. People are not happy about
which isn't
that.
A surprise. I don't know why people are kind of surprised. EA is firmly planted behind Origin now. So that is what it is. You know, I'm not that down on Origin in terms of what it is.
No, but
it worked fine for BF3.
I was going to say
the problem with Origin, and since I'm playing The Old Republic, which had a release that required Origin to get it digitally, the problem is you had to buy it from Origin, but you do not need Origin installed on your computer to play it.
What?
I didn't need Origin at all, even to download Old Republic.
That's weird.
Well, they have the beta download. You have the only reason you need Origin is because it piggybacks your account info off of your like the stuff you put into Origin. Otherwise, I could uninstall Origin and play the full game. Mm. And you do need it now because you have to use it to create the account.
Right.
Because you don't get your CD key otherwise.
Yeah, my account is completely separate than my Origin account.
But you have a special account.
No, I mean, it's just, my code that I got for the game was from when I pre-ordered it off Amazon, and that got me the full thing, like, the downloaded it ahead of time and everything, and there was no Origin involved.
But I thought you got a pre-order key from, or a key from PR.
That was just for the subscription, not for the actual game itself.
Hmm. Anyways, yeah, Mass
Effect. In any case,
yeah,
Origin is weird.
Mass Effect good, Origin weird.
Yeah.
It's a hand sign. And there it is. But yeah, so four-player online co-op and that. It's going to have some nice RPG elements to it. You know, persistent characters you can create. All the classes from the single-player game are there. And the stuff you do in that co-op mode affects your single-player campaign. Some of the stuff's going to kind of transfer back. And so that should be some good stuff there. I'm really excited for Mass Effect 3.
I'm so stoked to make a Hanar infiltrator.
let's
Is that how you pronounce that? Hanar?
Yeah.
What else we got coming out? We got Resident Evil Revelations on the 3DS.
I might pick that up. I might.
So that is the one with the single-player campaign, but it's basically going to have the... Mercenaries mode co-op edition.
Yeah.
You've got Ruin, which was just recently renamed to Warrior's Lair on the Vita.
Why?
Of course.
I don't know. There was a funny tweet by Kevin Butler on that. He said, yes, Ruin was renamed Warrior's Lair. No, it doesn't take place in my office. So I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, Kevin Butler.
He's so crazy.
So the Vita's out in February, and there's quite a few co-op games. I think we had actually talked about this last podcast, that kind of surprised how many co-op games are going to be coming out for that pretty quickly. You got things like Unit 13. There's the Army Corps of Hell. Looks pretty sweet.
Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter. Yeah, there's a pretty solid
list.
Don't
you shake your head.
What else we got coming out? We got Starhawk, which is going to have a co-op mode. I know that hits beta soon, but I
have a beta key for that.
I've got like 3 beta keys, but none of them ever worked.
Yeah.
the beta is probably just going to be versus anyway, and I have the co-op mode, which again is just going to be survival mode on the PlayStation 3. We have maybe potentially Torchlight 2. We hope it can squeeze itself out before Diablo 3 here.
It has to, It has to.
Vine for our love.
It's dead on arrival if Diablo 3 lands.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not, because Torchlight is a pretty different experience in the end, but...
And it'll have a lower price point, I think.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But still, it's gonna... It's a tough competition for them.
Yeah.
Very tough, I think.
And who knows, maybe they'll actually implement the mod stuff more, at least on the PC version, like they said they were going to in the first one, which would be pretty sweet. But
yeah. What else we got? We got Ninja Gaiden 3, which I don't know if you guys saw the videos of the Versus co-op, or the Versus multiplayer.
It looks insane.
It's like, it's insanely fast, so... the co-op in it is just going to... If basically, that's what it's going to be, again, you go in survival against waves of enemies, but with ninjas going...
Yeah.
Everybody do their ninja stars and... Yeah.
And ladies going...
Yeah, back to your patented move of...
That's right.
Rabby drum.
Excellent.
What else? We got Binary Domain, which...
Face melting.
They still haven't really talked about the co-op all that much. Again, we're talking survival co-op. If you don't get the trend here, that's what's being added on to everything.
Binary Domain looks so cool at PAX. They had one kiosk of it, and it just the shooting mechanics felt so good, and being able to like shoot a cyborg's legs off and have it still crawl at you. Or depending on where you hit it, like the damage was even better than I'd say like Dead Space, and it would interpret where it hit, and if it lost a limb, it would just go after you without that one. And I thought it was cool. It played really well.
Those are some strong words. Dead Space did a pretty damn spectacular job of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
The coolest thing I saw with it was like when you shot like the legs off like the robots, they'd like use their arms and they kind of like crawl themselves forward and pull it, and it was like a really cool looking animation. Yeah.
So we'll see.
That happens in Diablo 3, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it looks like, but it's,
I want to shoot off the arms and legs and just have a chomping skull coming at me.
Well, that's in Never Dead, so.
then it just turns into a pair of Joker teeth from Arkham Asylum.
What else we got coming out in the winter? We got Twisted Metal. It's going to have a co-op campaign to that. Big fan of Twisted Metal. I just never was.
Twisted Metal 2.
Playing that at PAX, maybe.
Twisted Metal 2 is great.
I didn't give a crap about Twisted Metal since, for a long time. But when I played it at PAX, it put me back, 8 years.
I just love that the game has a Valentine's Day release date. I think that was
I Heart You.
That's cute.
Well timed.
Jason and I and our friend Todd used to play Twisted Metal Black quite a bit.
That's a great game.
Really good.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Oh, I think the only other one we're missing here is Inversion.
What is that?
That is the game where the gravity kind of gets flipped around a lot.
Right. Yeah.
It's by the same people that did Time. What the hell?
Time Shift.
Time Shift.
Oh, great.
but there's a letter removed there.
If we can't do it with time, let's do it with gravity.
Something.
I know Tally had played a bit of it at a preview event. She said it was actually pretty fun, so I don't know. Maybe time isn't their thing, but gravity is, like you said.
It's another Bioshock clone with gravity warping.
That's fine with me. Yeah. I'm okay with Bioshock clones as long as they do them well. Look at Singularity. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So I think this is still. At one point, I had said this is my most anticipated game of 2010.
What, Colonial Marines?
Yes. And that's what
Wait a minute.
It's 2012.
Something's
so
happened here.
But yeah, it looks like it's finally coming this spring. Aliens, Colonial Marines, 4-player co-op, Gearbox developed.
Could be fun.
It looks so good. Oh, please,
man. It's game
please
over,
be good. Please be good.
It's game over.
Yeah. I have a whole mess of Aliens quotes lined up for titles. we have a whole bunch of them we can use for news titles.
I like it.
I just hope that it has a super authentic motion sensor sound effect.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Good.
Yeah, and the pulse rifle one. The pulse rifle is key. It's got a sound.
Yeah, I think it could be a lot of fun for a 4-player co-op if they nail that atmosphere and just going back to back.
Now that's a game too. They haven't announced much in terms of
modes
outside of the campaign, but a survival mode and something like that would be great. Yeah. I know they had one in the AVP game, which was kind of lame, but this game, in part of it that I've seen, you can actually set up turrets and stuff, and there's kind of a little bit defensive things going on. So. You could kind of have a little bit of tower defense thing. Kind of do what Gears of War 3 did with theirs.
Yeah, the 2.0.
With that. Yeah. Could be good stuff, so.
Yeah.
What else we got coming on? Oh, Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. Another 4-player online tactical shooter.
Yeah.
Set in the Resident Evil universe.
Live out my dreams of shooting Leon Kennedy over and over and over again.
No. Shooting the girl with Leon Kennedy over and over again.
For a second.
I just leave her in a barrel.
And then shoot it.
And set the barrel on fire.
Ah.
En fuego.
That one has a ton of modes. Survival modes, tactical modes, biohazard modes, and there's a lot. I'm stoked for that game. I was a big fan of the racist modes. No, I was a big fan of the Outbreak games, and the Mercenaries mode is always fun. So, it looks so good.
And there's a big RPG element to that as well, where you'll be unlocking a lot of stuff and building up characters. There's a couple character classes to choose from, so. Could be surprisingly deep, I think, for some people.
Yeah. And Resident Evil games usually do fairly well, so.
Yeah. And then sometime, hopefully springish here, we're going to get Shoot Mini Robots, which I'd like to point out, just because.
Because we're in it.
Yeah, we're in it.
The dude on the side of your headphones there.
Yeah.
Not that we're just in it, but that game's friggin' awesome.
it's
Hello Contra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think I saw the last item count, they were up to 120 unlockable items to customize your character within it. And each one has different bonuses and changes the look of your dude. And
let's take cocaine and heroin and loot and Contra and put them into your one game here.
And snort it!
And
that was kind of like Borderlands, though, is 4-player co-op plus, loot.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. For sure. And you got a bunch of other, like I said before, Vita titles. Dungeon Hunter 3, Little Big Planet Vita, a couple of those coming out. What else we got? Ghost Recon Future Soldier, we mentioned that earlier in the podcast. That's getting the PC release, 360, PS3 as well. That'll have a 4-player co-op campaign. That was a lot of fun at E3 last year. I was surprised with some of the things they did with it. It still has the whole tactical feel, but they've got these kind of set piece action sequences that were just a ton of fun.
Yeah, it seems closer to old school Rainbow Six than anything.
I was just gonna say that's a lot what it seemed
like.
But except bigger outdoor.
Yeah, totally.
Set pieces.
Yeah. And then go ahead.
I will ask. Can you plan your mission out? Waypoint.
You don't.
No, it's not like
this
that.
This is not Snooze Fest 2001. We don't need to.
I can't do this podcast anymore. I'm sorry.
You know what?
Some of us like
that. Was the best part of Rainbow Six was the whole here's a mission. Take it on as you want to, and watch your plan spectacularly succeed or spectacularly fail.
You know what? I'd be down with having. Someone remind me, what's the game it might have been even an Armored Core game, the next one, where you have the sort of, someone takes a commander role and says, okay, waypoint here, waypoint here. I'd be down with that, Mike. You can be commander all night long, and I'll go and shoot dudes.
Wasn't that Battlefield 2142?
Yeah, but more modern.
I think that's another fever dream that you had there, Locke, about Mike being the commander all night long.
Oh, zing. Zing.
And then Jason was waving a sword in your face.
Right, always. So, and on to the summer releases.
Yeah.
And with that stunning segue.
Yeah, well, so we're not quite in summer yet. We're not sure. We're thinking Diablo 3, maybe late spring, you know, before E3. Bets. We're hoping.
I'm still calling April.
Yeah, we need Diablo 3 pool. Yeah.
I'll say so yeah, April 24th, my birthday.
We should be knowing, hopefully, here in about 2 weeks. February 1st is the next Activision's conference call or whatever, earnings call. We're hoping there. We'll finally get a release date for it. It's been in beta long enough.
Yeah.
Give us the game, damn it.
Well, the beta's changed pretty significantly since it started.
Yeah, I'll have to fire it up. I probably haven't played the beta in a month and a half.
Well, your characters, they wipe your character with every beta patch now.
Yeah.
So you don't have any of your old stuff. But you do have a 100 Blizzard bucks to spend on your, or beta bucks or whatever to spend on the real money auction house.
I would love to see them release the game on April 1st just to mess with everybody's head.
That would be awesome.
Everyone just like
Blizzard's April Fool's joke for 2012 is Diablo 3
actually releases. Yeah,
yeah.
That would be awesome.
Duke, you know, they get John St. John to announce it.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
I should work for Blizzard.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got coming. We got Shank 2, which it's foregoing the campaign co-op and doing a survival mode.
Nice.
It was pretty fun. I got to play it at a preview event, and they mixed it up a bit, and they've really polished the controls and tightened that up. I know Mike had some problems with it in the first one.
It was the damn if you're in the middle, you're trying to spam everything to stay alive, and you end up picking up all the items.
Oh no. But
it was fun. Like, is a good game, and hopefully they'll improve on it.
Yeah. And what else? We've got the new Transformers game, which, again, it's like a freaking broken record here, but it's dropping campaign co-op and adding a survival.
What are you doing?
Continuing the survival.
It's too hard to do that, Nick.
No.
I can see this video thing is going to be really great for us if it works out.
My Autobots are weeping.
I feel like so many games these days are adding on. I mean, we've already talked about a couple that are doing the survival mode. It's almost like they're like, hey, that worked for Gears of War. That must have been what made that popular. Let's just add it on our game.
Yeah, but why would they take it away from the original game? That's so ridiculous. Yeah.
Missing the point.
Yeah, I remember popping that in and it being such a huge surprise that I was able to play through the whole thing with two friends. So,
you know, some of it could even be budget. Like, only got so much time to crank the sequel out.
Yeah,
they didn't
true.
Have enough money to do it. But even still, they have a base. They something I could go off of.
I say this every time this comes up because it seems to happen a lot with these games where they come out the excuse, oh, it hurts the story. And every time that game has one mission where you're magically solo. And that's like the only reason they do it. It's like, take out the mission. It's stupid anyway. Like it's never a fun mission. You never feel like you're cool because you did it solo or anything like that. Like it's Call of Duty games are famous for that.
Here's what I would say.
Sweet ramp, all by myself.
Yeah. Here's what I'd say, and I'm a big Transformers fan. The Transformers story does not matter. Doesn't matter.
I just want robots killing other robots.
Make it happen. You know, when Optimus Prime dies, it's sad, and I it still hits me hard. But I don't even remember the plot of the rest of that movie.
Yeah. I bought a lot of toys to get me through the grief, and they won.
It's true.
Alright, let's
they
move
should
on.
Do, here's an idea. Here's a free idea. Skylanders... with Transformers.
Oh, God.
count.
Mark would be, he wouldn't have a family anymore. He would probably sell his children.
Somewhere Mark is wondering why he has a boner all of a sudden. He's like, oh, wait, what's this?
Oh, man. All right, let's wrap this up. Most of the other games we got coming out this year, kind of unconfirmed, kind of rocky road kind of stuff. But we got like Brothers in Arms, The Furious Four. That was announced last year, but we haven't really seen much from that.
Just a trailer.
Yeah, just a trailer. Project Draco. It's another one. That's your Panzer Dragoon.
Please let it be good.
Spiritual successor with the Kinect. Star Wars Kinect, I think, is probably going to come out this year, finally.
Oh, boy.
I've heard they've tightened that up quite a bit. I guess they showed it off at CES, so that'll be around the summer sometime.
Did they tighten up the graphics on level 3?
They did.
Excellent.
I skipped over Battle Block Theater, seeing.
Yeah. Battle Block Theater is really fun. You know, it's from the Behemoth, and it's wacky, just like Castle Crashers was. It's got the four-player co-op puzzle platforming, and you can spend basically the entire game screwing your friends over by, you know, you can extend a hand out to, you know, help them up on a ledge, and then take it away at the last minute and watch them fall into a spike pit.
Or so like you most can, of our co-op adventures, Mike.
Hey, you know what?
Rocket launcher to the
really,
face.
That was really fun when we were playing, what was it, Bionic Commando? And we got the rocket launchers, and we were just shooting each other into pits with the rocket launcher. I think Battle Block Theater is going to be our next game.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, it's a load of fun. The coolest thing about it was that the levels kind of changed themselves dynamically based on the number of players. Co-op moves that you need to pull off will require like three or four players rather than just two, and it adjusts itself.
Kind of like the Explosion Man games did.
Yeah. So that's really awesome, and you know it's, you know, the art style and everything. It's a ton of fun, and I want that freaking arcade machine that they bring to every event.
Why don't you just build it like a man?
Oh, gauntlet down.
So there's three indie co-op games we want to talk about, just to toss out there, that are going to come out this year too.
The indie guy would want to do that.
Of course,
you're so hipster.
One's this month. It's coming out for PSN. It's Ibn Ob, which looks like it's actually going to be a lot of fun. It's kind of a platformer inverse world where you and your partner kind of do gravity to get around the level. The second one is called PID. It's by the guys, actually, speaking of Bionic Commando, when Grin shut
player
down...
Player ID?
No, just PID. That's the name of it. It's PID. What do you want?
Deal with it.
Deal with it. So it's from the guys from Grin. When Grin Studio shut down, they're the guys who did the Bionic Commando Rearm game. They formed their own studio. And again, it's you should definitely check it out. It's got a lot of style to the graphics, a lot of sort of, again, physics platforming. And the last one is Retrovirus by Cadenza Interactive, the same guys that did Soul Survivor for PC and Xbox. Yeah, so those are three games I'm looking forward to this year that are coming out.
And there's a little game from an indie developer who's trying to put out his first game this year, too.
Yeah, that guy's a jerk, though.
I saw that game. It looks like garbage.
I played that game.
I heard that game will make my penis size larger.
It will. We guarantee it.
And Jason? Jason? Yes. Jason? Deal with it.
Okay, Rudolph. I will.
All right, let's wrap this up. Yeah. The only other two titles we want to talk about, Borderlands 2, hopefully this year. All new character classes, all new story, same awesome co-op RPG stuff.
Looked awesome.
So that'll be good.
Looked awesome.
I want to be a gunzerker.
And then Halo 4, it's supposed to be out this year. And we don't know much about it, but since every Halo game to date has had co-op, Halo 4 damn well better have it, too.
I'm less concerned about the co-op in that game than I am the quality of it. Because as cool as Halo Anniversary was, it lacked, for me, like a little bit of polish that was usually on the Bungie-released Halo games. So
Because that's the different developer, right?
Yeah, that was 343. So, you know, I'm sure that with, like, an actual, you know, full-on Halo game that they're not trying to... they're not trying to bootstrap the old engine into the new engine and make them run simultaneously.
Speaking of Bungie, do you think we'll see their game this year? Like, not maybe not released, but do you think we'll get it announced this year?
We'll probably get like E3. A 30-second teaser.
Yeah, E3 they'll show something.
Should be interesting.
I think in a move that's going to surprise everyone, 343 is going to announce that they're dropping campaign co-op in Halo and just sticking with the survival mode.
I couldn't keep a straight face. I couldn't.
So, what's the new hotness? Survival. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
As zombie mode.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's wrap this up. And what do we got? Windows Phone 7 apps, Android apps. We still will have an iPhone app coming soon. I swear to God it's coming. What else we got? We got a Split Reason store with a few shirts left. I think our one shirt might be almost completely sold out. The Revolution one, so...
Best shirt.
Follow us on Twitter. We are Co-Optimus. We're on Facebook, too. We're Co-Optimus on there. We're Co-Optimus everywhere. Let's get some voicemails. Let's get some interaction with this new podcast format.
You get to talk to me.
Hello, the internet's like Vincent.
Yeah, he's exotic. Foreign.
You can talk to a real Canadian, right.
I'll pronounce things funny for you.
Here's the number 646-926-6748. You know, since this is a video thing too, we'll flash that shit up on the screen. Yeah. Coming at you
all now for a special offer.
and Locke was serious about the pronouncing stuff funnily for you because he's unemployed and he needs the money. So
exactly. Just
send him a dollar, he'll pronounce whatever you
want.
That
boot is 50 cents.
Alright, so this was Co-Opticast. I don't remember what episode already, I forgot. This was our 2012 preview episode.
Reboot.
Number one. Yeah, that's right, number one.
Season 4, episode 1.
Exactly. I'm Nick, we've got Mike, we've got Locke, we've got Jason. Thank you for listening.
Peace.
Word.